Sports FC. That's going to be a sold-out game. We're looking forward to these guys going down there. And to talk more about that, let's get Jimmy Brennan up here, head coach of York 9 FC. Time ticks away, closer and closer to preseason. I think you told me that players, these guys right here, are going to report on March 1st for the first ever York 9 training camp. How are you getting guys ready? Are you in communication with them? Are you talking to them about their daily training habits? What's going on right now in the lead up to that preseason game?
Can you hear me? Good.
There we go.
Oh boy.
Now we've got a plan in place. I mean, March 1st is when the team starts. We've got all our preparation ready for that. Then we're going to take the team down south to Dominican for 10 days to get some sun. Okay. And obviously, look out the window. We've got to go somewhere where it's a little bit warm and get onto a grass field. But you know, these guys have been great so far. Over the last month or so, they've been doing a lot of work. The players that have been signed so far have been in maybe 2-3 times a week just to keep ticking over, just to keep fit and be ready, because come March 1st, that's when everybody's really fighting for a spot to be in that starting 11. You know, every single professional player, once you're in a squad of 23 players, you want to be the first 11 that steps on that field, puts on that York 9 jersey, and be a part of history. So, you know, we're expecting everybody fighting against one another, but, you know, come game time, we're all one, united, but these guys are ready, and they're ready to go.
You were the first ever signing for Toronto FC. And I was thinking back and how you may be in a similar situation now as a coach, where you're going into a training camp with players that haven't been together, similar to back with TFC, your first training camp with them. How do you get players on the same page? How do you build a culture there in a short period of time?
No, it's a lot of work. It really is. It's difficult. You know, I came back from Europe. I was there 13 years, and I signed for Toronto FC, and I'm sitting in a dressing room with a bunch of guys that have never played together. Some guys were making their debuts into the pro game. The coaching staff at the time did a terrific job of bringing everybody together. And, you know, that was on the field where, you know, the training made us come together as one. We set excursions. We get together as much as possible. So it's just trying to get the guys together as much as you can to make them cohesive and be one unit and form a brotherhood. Because if you can't do that, then they're not going to do that on the field. So that's a hard part. But, you know, I've gone through it myself. And Carm was there. Carmen Sacco was the assistant coach. He was there at the beginning. So we've got a great deal of experience of guys that have started up an organization.
One of the questions I get a lot at the league level, just from people all over the country, is we're excited about the league. We're really interested to see how this league competes with, you know, other leagues around the world. A lot of people question, you know, the up-and-coming players here, how good are they? What can you say about the up-and-coming talent here, you know, how that you've seen just over the years of working here?
No, I think all of us, you know, I think we've taken a step back and kind of looked at each other. It's just, when I say all of us, it's the coaches, not only within York 9, but the coaches across the league, because we knew there was talent, but we just didn't realize how much talent there was. We had those open trials, and I think we had 1,500 players that came out. And there's a large number of those players that are now going to be in this league. The issue is with a lot of Canadians is that they don't get that respect around the world as being a football country. But they're well capable of playing professional football. And now this whole league is giving opportunity to young Canadians to go out there, express themselves, fulfill their dreams of being a professional footballer one day. But I truly am, you know, I think I was shocked to see the amount of talent that we had here. I mean, we talked about it. We have Braden, the president here. We talked about it numerous times. You know, we know we're in a hotbed in York region. We know there's a lot of good players. But actually to see it firsthand and have to see them at the trials and see day-to-day training, you really understand that, well, we are in a hotbed. There is some wonderful talent here.
We're gonna talk to Joe Bichar a little bit later, but you bring up an interesting point about players maybe having to look elsewhere for opportunities, Canadian players. Has that kind of always been the gap in the development of Canadian football and getting to World Cups? And how is that going to bridge that gap now with players like these guys having being able to develop at home?
Yeah, it's almost been the gap. I mean, I was fortunate that I could go overseas because I had a passport at the time. I grew up playing in Newmarket and Woodbridge. And when I looked at some of my teammates, some of my teammates were better than me, better players. But they just didn't have that opportunity to get to that next level.
I can't believe you said that.
No, I'm honest. And they didn't have the opportunity. So their career ends. It's finished. With this league, it's about providing that opportunity, giving these kids that want to be professional footballers and keeping them home and grooming that talent so that one day that they can get to that national team and represent our country in a World Cup. This is the gap. This is the bridge gap here with this Canadian Premier League. So I'm truly excited. I think people are going to be very shocked with the amount of talent that's going to be coming through. And if you're the national team member or coach, national team coach, you'll be looking at it and thinking, what an opportunity this is, because now I've just increased my player pool tenfold. It really is exciting time for Canadian soccer at the moment.
And one of your stated goals, which I can tell you, actually took the league office by surprise, was earlier this year when you said your goal is to one day have a starting 11 of all York region players. Some people on the league side were surprised that you said that. Is that actually, could that be a reality one day, that you have a full lineup of players just from this region?
Well, this is the goal. Our coaching staff are all from York region. The ownership group are all from York region. A lot of the players, Joe, the Richmond Hill boy, and same with Austin Ritchie. So we got a number of players that are from York region, and I don't see why not in time we won't have a starting 11 within the next 8 to 10 years.
News from last night, the Canadian Championship draw was announced. For those who don't know what that is, it's the Canadian Cup. It's a version of an all-Canadian tournament up and down the entire soccer pyramid. You guys were drawn against AS Blainville out of Quebec. Can you just talk a little bit about that matchup and how important these cup games are, and maybe even a lower league club coming after you guys?
No, it's this is great. I mean, this is the spirit of the game in Canada. Is, you know, the teams that are at, you know, that not professional amateur level have an opportunity to play against professional clubs and try to win a Canada Cup. The next step after that is you're in Champions League. It's a lot smaller scale to the FA Cup. But it's something that I think in time will be very, very big across this country, and that's what they're looking to do. This is going to be a tough game for us. We're playing against an amateur club. There's a lot of good players. We've actually signed one of their players because we couldn't believe just how talented he was. Great player, so we've signed him. And I see him writing that down already, so I know that's going in that article somewhere. But, there is talent, and this is what it is. As well, is that these kids that are in the amateur clubs have an opportunity now to get scouted and then play in the professional clubs. So we hope that they don't have a good showing against us. We want to win and get to that next stage. So it's going to be a big test. We're just talking to the guys here. They know how difficult it is when you're playing the guys that are the level below you, but you've got to rise to the occasion and make sure that we get a good result.
So we're going to get these guys up here in a second, but real quick, just on your playing philosophy and the kind of style that you want to implement at York 9, attacking, possession-oriented, or are you going to sit back and defend and do something else?
I think we're going to sit back and defend, everybody get up and leave. We want to be a very attack-minded team. We want to dictate the teams how we're going to play, control the game. We want to create opportunities. I think for us, we want to be that team that's very entertaining. We want fans to walk away and say, you know what? What a game that was. We scored goals. They were attacking. They were physical. They're aggressive, which we will be. I promise you, we'll be a very physical, aggressive team. But we'll play the game in the right way, and we will play sexy, attractive football.
We have Dan Gogarty here and Joe Nachara. Can you say a few words about these guys and get them up here on stage?
No, because they're sitting there. I don't want to say too much.
What kind of player is a guy like Dan Gogarty? No, center back, obviously.
I've known him for a while now. I've been watching him. We had a great year at York. I watched him play in Vaughan. Okay, I'll talk loud. I watched him when we were playing in Vaughan. And when he was playing in Vaughan, he's a great leader at the back, got a good presence.
Is it on now?
There we go. I just heard my voice there. He's a good leader. He's got good presence. Sees the game well. And I'm excited to work with him. just a couple of times now in training. I'm just talking to him and seeing if he's listening and he's trying to figure things out, because it's going to be different. It's going to be a different style that he's used to. And, you know, I can see him having a bright future in the game. Joe, you want to be fun, Joe, too? So Joe told me a story today. On the way here, his car got stuck. And his girlfriend, she's over there. He actually made his girlfriend push the car to get him out.
What kind of rush it, do you?
So, to be fair, Joe tried first and he couldn't do it, so he had to get in the car. And she actually pushed and they got out. So fair play to you. You got him out.
I wish I had her on stage.
So we might have to get her in. No, Joe's a guy that we've known for some time. I think a while back he came and he actually played against Peru. When we were on Aurora, and I remember saying to Clown, I said, who's this guy? From that day on, the name always stuck in my head. And as we put this together, I remember asking Carmen again, I said, where's Joe? And he said he was over in Europe, and I said, well, let's watch the video and let's see where he is today. And obviously, you know, we're very fortunate to get Joe. Joe's the type of guy that, you know, he demands respect. He's a good leader in the park. He's very vocal. I'm looking forward to working with him, because I think we can actually get him to the next level and get the very best out of Joe.
Looking forward to seeing these guys when they hit the field. Let's go. Let's get up here, guys. Come on.